Hello there, friends and family. I trust that you're doing well. I pray that all is well with you and all is well with your family and loved ones. And just in this month of November, I do pray that you experience breakthroughs and blessings over your children, over your family, and on every side. So, yes, today we are actually welcoming you back. We took a break last week. I have some quite a few things going on, but I've just intended to make sure that at least, if nothing, we get two episodes every month. I might have mentioned before, sometimes we'll get more just because it also doubles as the time that I spend in prayer. But I just want to be reasonable for seasons and times and, things just coming up in life. However, I promise that at least we will get two episodes every month. So thank you for bearing with me. But yeah, you're welcome again. Thank you for joining me to pray for our family and our children to just decree the word of God over them. This is the Dart Prayer Podcast, and what we do here is just align ourselves with God to partner with Him to bring about the destinies and the calling of our children, and if you're there, of your grandchildren and great grandchildren. I mean, it's as far as your eyes can see, right? So yes, absolutely. Well, today is a really interesting episode. I saw a scripture, and when I went to read that scripture, I was like, "Oh, I think I've recorded on this before." However, the Holy Spirit took me to read the old chapter, and it is such a it really gripped my heart. We're talking about just tenderness, having a tender heart towards the Lord, having a tender heart in repentance and in just being having a contrite heart before the Lord. So I was led by the Holy Spirit to just read the old chapter, and it just gripped my heart. It's Psalms 32, and I want to read out the old chapter to you from the Passion Translation. It says, "What bliss belongs to the one whose rebellion is for has been forgiven, those whose sins are covered by blood? What bliss belongs to those who have confessed their corruption to God? For he wipes their slates clean and removes hypocrisy from their hearts." Now, the interesting part. "Before I confessed my sins, I kept it all inside. My dishonesty devastated my inner life, causing my life to be filled with frustration, irrepressible anguish, and misery. The pain never let up, for your hand of conviction was heavy on my heart. My strength was sapped, my inner life dried up like a spiritual drought within my soul." Then I finally admitted to you all my sins, refusing to hide them any longer. I said, "My life-giving God, I will openly acknowledge my evil actions, and you forgave me." All at once, the guilt of my sin washed away, and all my pain disappeared. This is what I've learned through it all. All believers should confess their sins to God. Do it every time God has uncovered you in a time of exposing. For if you do this, when sudden storms of life overwhelm, you'll be kept safe. Lord, you are my secret hiding place, protecting me from these troubles, surrounding me with songs of gladness. Your joyous shouts of rescue release my breakthrough. I hear the Lord say, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come with me. So my conclusion is this. Many are the sorrows and frustrations of those who don't come clean with God. When you trust in the Lord for forgiveness, His wraparound love will surround you. So celebrate the goodness of God. He shows this kindness to everyone who is His. Go ahead, shout for joy, all you upright ones who want to please Him. I'm telling you, this thing really gripped my heart. And I was just like, wow, why do we want to suffer so many grievous things? I mean, it was saying I kept it all inside. You know, the feeling of keeping stuff all in, dishonesty devastated my inner life, filled with frustration, irrepressible anguish and misery. The pain never let up. A heavy heart. Strength sapped. Inner life dried up like a spiritual drought within my soul. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want this for myself. I don't want this for my kids. I don't want this for anyone that I know, anyone that I love. You know, and all because of, just holding on to our sins. You know, the scriptures here does not actually say, you know, we're not going to do anything wrong. It's saying that when you do something wrong, what do you do? Do you go to God or do you hold it in? And this scripture really clearly encourages us to confess our sins to the Lord, and He has ready open arms to forgive us. But then the other scripture that came to my mind is Proverbs 28:13. He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but whoever confesses and turns away from his sins will find compassion and mercy. Right? In I believe the Message version, it says you can't whitewash your sins and get by with it. You find mercy by admitting and leaving them. Christian Bible, the Standard Bible says, the one who conceals his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them will find mercy. And I'm going to read the last one from the Passion Translation. Let me find it. Thank you. From the Passion Translation, it says, if you cover up your sin, you'll never do well. But if you confess your sins and forsake them, you'll be kissed by mercy. Overjoyed is the one who, with tender heart, trembles before God. But the stubborn, unyielding heart will experience even greater evil. You know, I don't know about you, but this is not the kind of life I want. I don't want it for myself. I don't want it for my children. I don't want it for my husband. I don't want it, you know? And all we have to do is to have a tender heart that trembles before God to just confess our sins. So I feel like today we can just come to God in repentance, ask for forgiveness of our sins, and then pray over ourselves and pray over our children that we will have a broken and a contrite heart, that our hearts will be tender towards God, that you know, whatever happens, that we can have confidence that we can run to God. And if we run to Him, He will kiss us with His mercy. It's all over the scriptures. Look at the prodigal son. When he messed up, he came back to the father. The father was waiting with open arms. I'd rather do that than live in irrepressible anguish, you know, just sapped, energy sapped, life drained. That is a terrible way to live. So, Father, we thank you that your word is alive. We thank you that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, Father. We thank you for the conviction of your Holy Spirit upon our hearts at this point in time, Lord. We just come as parents, as your daughters and your sons, as your children, even on behalf of our children, on behalf of our husbands, on behalf of our family, Father, we come. And we repent. We ask for your mercy, God. We ask for your mercy in every way that in pride or in whatever spirit we have tried to hide our sins, we have tried to cover them up. We know that you are a merciful God. And we just ask for your mercy over us. We ask for your mercy over our children. We ask for your mercy over our husbands, we ask for your mercy. Over our wives, we ask for your mercy. Over our friends and loved ones, in every way that we have allowed pride or allowed shame or allowed the devil to talk us out of running into your arms, even when we fall short. Father, we just ask for your mercy. We ask for your mercy. We ask that your mercy will prevail, Father. We ask that you forgive every one of our sins, God. Even the sins of not forgiving the sins of others, we ask for your mercy. We ask that you empower us and you give us the grace to forgive, to let go, Father, to let go of any hurts or any pain, Father, because your word says that we should forgive as you have forgiven us, so should we forgive others. And Father, we just come to your throne of mercy. We ask concerning our children, Father, that their hearts will be tender before you, God. Even for us as parents, God, that our hearts will be tender before you, that our hearts will tremble before you, God, that our hearts will be completely overtaken by your love. And because of that, we will not shy away from your presence no matter what, but you will be the first place that we run to no matter what, that we will run to you, whatever it may be, God, that we will not run away from you, but we will come, Father, and we will fall at your feet, asking for your mercy, asking for your grace, asking for being fully repentant and surrendering, Father, unto you. We ask, God, that you will cleanse us of every unrighteousness. Cleanse our children. Cleanse their minds, even in this wicked world and in this world that is programmed with evil, Father. We pray that their minds and their hearts will be washed with your word, God. We pray that their souls will be cleansed, that they will live holy, holy and acceptable unto you, Father. We decree that our children, and for us ourselves, that we have tender hearts that trembles before you, and that our hearts are overjoyed, that our lives are overjoyed, that we will not be stubborn and unyielding. Our children will not be stubborn. They will not have stubborn hearts and unyielding hearts in the name of Jesus, but we will have tender, tender hearts, Father. We decree, God, that we will be people that are quick to fall on our knees and to confess our sins to you, Father, and to receive the grace from you to forsake every sin, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that our hearts will be malleable, Father. Our hearts will be flexible, tender towards you, that you will turn every heart of stone into a heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree, God, that we will prosper. We will prosper, that we will not whitewash our sins, but we will admit and we will confess them and we will find mercy from you, Abba, in the name of Jesus. So we just decree, God. That we will not be stubborn, Father. That we will not allow sin and just trying to look all good like a whitewashed tomb. We will not allow that, Father, to destroy the joy that you have given to us, to destroy our inner life, Father. We will not allow that to cause our lives to be filled with frustration or irrepressible anguish or misery in the name of Jesus, but we will quickly run to the throne and lay it all down at your feet, Father. Help us, God, to be a people that are quick to repent, quick to confess, quick, God. Quick to tell you about anything and everything, Lord. Help us, Father. Give us the grace. Give us the strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you have promised that you will protect us. You said you will stay close to us, instruction and guidance. Thank you for the promise of your love. Thank you for the assurance of your love. Thank you that when we cry out to you and when we run to you, you're always there with open arms. And we thank you that even now, you're performing a surgery on our hearts and the hearts of our children, Father. Inclined to you like never before. We give you all the glory, Father. We love you. We love you. We thank you, God, for this opportunity. Not to feel shame and disgrace for our shortcomings, but to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace for our time of need. We thank you, Lord, for that provision. Blessed be your name. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your season, this is your time. Today is your day, and I think the verse we prayed with is so on point because you know that there is no sin so great that God will not forgive you if you come to Him and repent of your sins and ask Him to forgive you and ask Him into your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and He is your Lord and Savior, asking Him to come live in you. That's all you have to do. And then you begin a walk with the Holy Spirit, join a Bible believing church. But today is your day. So I just encourage you to give your heart to Jesus today. Tell Him, Lord, I know that I'm a sinner. I ask for your mercy. I ask that you help me to never go back to the way that I was. I ask you to come into my heart, that you make me new, that my life will never be the same again. And I will live the rest of my life glorifying you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining me. I mean, this is such a beautiful scripture. It really cuts, but it's encouraging because we know that even when we fail, God is always in love with us and is waiting with open arms. But let's not cover up our sins. Let's confess our sins and let God be glorified. All right, friends, God bless you. Happy blessed week, and I will see you soon. God bless.